Heather, and you still with me?
I am.
Okay, thank you
What's
so
up?
much. No, I'm just waiting for them to respond to me. We communicate through the chat, and I'm just waiting for someone to confirm that information for me, just so I can give you better clarification.
It should be a very easy pull-up for you, though. It's kind of ridiculous that you're not even able to access that information. I mean, it's weird.
I completely...
Tell me this. Fiber optic... you're offering like a $69 2-year lock-in guarantee, blah, blah, blah. Do you also provide a landline phone service?
We do, and that is an additional price of $24.99 a month.
$24.99 a month for the landline?
Yes.
For the landline. Do you get to keep your existing phone number?
You can. Yes, you can.
You could keep your existing phone number. So then your bill then goes from $70 for the 1 gig internet. Does it offer so that's also bringing in cable and everything too and all your channels?
No. So we just provide the internet speed. You'll be able to stream your channels with your smart device. With your preference application, but we only provide the internet, the Wi-Fi.
So it is only for Wi-Fi, no cable, correct?
No cable, correct, no cable.
No cable, Wi-Fi only. So you would have to streamline with a smart TV.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Streamline only with smart TV. No cable. And $24.99 additional per month if you wanted to have a landline phone.
Yes.
Okay. And it's a lock-in of $69.99 for 2 years, and then what's your cost going to be to people after that?
So it is the $69.99 when you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing with your checking or savings account. Once the 2 years are up, they have not provided us with that information on how much it would go up or if it would stay the same. They would definitely let our customers know if there's any changes happening before they do anything, before they make any changes to your bill.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, that all sounds good, but I mean, it's like even like if you're truly even digging in this area and you're thinking about bringing us new services, you should be sending a letter out to every address that you're tapping into so people know what's going on. You're not doing that. You're not doing that at all. And that this card, when I call to inquire about that in regards to why I got that card and what's going on, I've been on hold now 15 minutes and I don't even have an answer from you.
I completely, I understand.
It's strange. If you're up here digging, if you have a third party up here digging to provide your fiber optic services to this area, you should be sending out a letter to every address that you could potentially be servicing so people have an idea on what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And that is usually the I don't know why you a letter wasn't, you know, you haven't received the letter, but I was advised to get this information out, and they will get in contact with the construction team just to confirm the areas that they're doing right now, and I'll be able to get back to you. If you want, I can give you a phone call, or we can send you an email with that information. I will let them know your concerns that you did not receive a letter.
No one has received the letter. This whole area, no one. Everyone questions what's going on, mm-hmm. and no one gets an answer.
Yes,
and no,
and I,
one, no one, only thing we get told by the diggers is they are a third-party company digging.
Yes, I know, and I completely understand your concern. I would send that information over so they can, you know, to find out what happened, what didn't you, your, everybody in your area didn't get that letter that we do send.
We should get some kind of a letter that there could be a potential option.
Correct.
You know, that we're bringing this service in, and guess what? If you want a phone, it's going to be an additional $24, and the this is only for Wi-Fi. This is not for cable. You should be sending some kind of a notice out to people so people aren't calling and all asking the same questions that I'm asking with no answers being provided.
And I completely understand that. So I'm working
same
on
as
this.
I think you should be able to pound in that address right there, and you should be able to say, Mrs. Stenardo, you know what? We are working in your area, and this is the service that we're bringing in to you.
And I should, that you are correct. I should be able to have access to that information. Unfortunately, they don't have, they don't give us that information. I have to escalate it, and the response I received is for, you know, to send an email, and then they'll give us that information.
Yeah, but they're probably not even working in your building. You're probably emailing somebody else far away. I know how it works. But that's the problem. That's all of that is a problem. You know, that's a customer service problem. And it starts people off already feeling a level of uncomfortableness because there's no clear-cut answers. Do you know what I'm saying?
I completely understand what you're saying. Yes, yes, ma'am.
You know, people see the price and they'll think it's a bargain. Oh, $69. You know, we're all paying close to $300. People are excited to see digging out there and wonder what we're going to get. Is this just going to be updating our existing services? It's not even updating our existing services. It's for a whole nother service of Wi-Fi, but also with prices that are not even listed on this card, of telling you options that could also be available for the phone, and also what's not available, regular cable. So it's very misleading. And I would be happy to receive a phone call back from anybody that wants to call and talk to me about it. That would be great. But also your card states that you have until November 10th to make this decision. And when you call to inquire, you can't get much of an answer.
I understand. Sorry. So the best phone number to give you a call back is the one that you're calling us from?
Yeah, you can call me on 518-678-0401.
We'll do, and I will let them know that you have not received information regarding this work that's being done in your development, and we'll find out what happens.
And confirmation that it's for your company.
Correct.
And, you know, that the customer service representative should be able to give people some information.
Correct.
That's what you are, your customer service, right?
Mm-hmm. I am customer service, yeah. So I am, you know, what I'm able to do, I can, if you're comfortable giving me the your full address, I can see if it has an in-service date.
Yeah, my address is 24.
Okay.
Hickory, like the tree, H-I-C-K-O-R-Y, Hollow, H-O-L-L-O-W, Court. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want him in the bed. No.
Okay. And the zip code for Palenville?
12463. Come on. He wants down, Parker. That's not safe. Because he can hurt himself jumping off here. He's little. No. You can lay with him on the couch. Yep. 12463. Come on.
Okay. All right. So the address that you gave me, it has an in-service date of October 31st of 2024. So
okay,
it
so
does it.
That means it's coming then.
Correct. You should be in service as of the 31st. You said that they're already digging, so that should be, you know, open running. It should be ready by the 31st.
So people should be able to be beginning to activate this on October 31st. But I still have concerns about no letter, no notification, no introduction, no nothing.
Yes, and that's why I'll be emailing that because you should have received that. We have been sending those for the people here in Kinston, Sargades, and Rhinebeck. All of them have received their.
This area has received nothing, so that's what I'm curious about.
I completely
understand. I'm on the phone. Okay, perfect.
All right,
thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else I can assist you with today?
That's it at this point, okay?
Thank you so much for calling our staff. Bye-bye. You have a great day. Bye-bye.